This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Results from this year's Pro Farmer Tour were made public this week on corn and soybean yields. SC Stone's Dave Krasowski talks with Lee Mielke about its message on dairy feed prices here on our Mielke Monday. Lee?
Dave, this year's Pro Farmer Tour wound up last week. What was the tour's message for dairy feed prices ahead?
Well, the tour's message, I think, Lee, was things are looking better than we thought, but the crop is still immature. So I think there's a couple of things you have to unpack with regard to the farmer tour. One is that this is a smaller portion of the Corn Belt. They cover about 40% of the Corn Belt. So the balance of what they're going off of is the USDA numbers we've already gotten, which we've seen what that did. It dropped prices back to the May lows as those prices have yet to catch up. So I think the takeaway from the tour is what we don't know yet. And what we don't know yet, and we won't find out until the combines roll and we start pulling the crop out of the ground, is how does this crop really look? And as of August 25th, we had some 26 million acres that had not yet gotten into the dough stage. And that can be a problem as we go forward, as weather has cooled off here a little bit and the heat units have become, you know, questionable on some of this late planted crop, not to mention the potential for an early frost. So there's a lot of things out there that it's going to be a fireworks show for the corn market, I expect, as we go into the fourth quarter of this year. Just a weird year for the corn market.
And dairy farmers are seeing their milk prices start to rise, but if they see feed prices rise as well, the net result is not much different.
Correct. So that's the risk for dairy farmers. I think a lot of the dairy folks that I've spoken with have done a pretty good job of trying to buy either before the big rally happened in corn or certainly now trying to get things locked up. I totally agree with that. I think that if you look at the current margins on milk feed, things look a lot better for dairy farmers, not only in the fourth quarter of this year, but for all of next year. The cheese price average, for example, for all of next year right now is about $1.74. Class 3 price is about $16.80. These are some good numbers. I think they can improve on milk. That's a whole separate issue, but I think they can improve from where they are. But the margins are good, so producers shouldn't turn a blind eye to that.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago. Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
On this Labor Day Monday, we reflect on the hard work, the labor of love for the American dairy farmer, and the history of our dairy radio broadcast. And we're joined again by Lee Mielke, who started Dairyline Radio 31 years ago today. And hard to imagine, Lee, that you've been milking cows from a studio for 3 decades.
Yes. In that 30 years, Bill, a lot has changed in the dairy industry, and frankly, a lot has not changed. I often told a joke when I would speak years ago about the dairy farmer who won the $1 million lottery. And in an interview, they asked him what he was going to do with all the money. And he thought for a second, and he said, you know, I think I'm just going to keep dairying until it's gone. And it would be funny if it weren't so sadly true. A lot of dairy farmers have come and gone, and they've seen the ups and downs of this industry, and, you know, that has not changed. We've talked about supply management for many years in the industry, came close to it a few years ago, but it just never happened. And the two things that did change in the industry in that 30-year period was the onset of computer use and trading of futures and options.
You know, another thing that has changed, we used to have milk on the dinner table.
Definitely, and I'm not sure that we can reverse that trend, but we have found other uses for a lot of that milk, and we've increased cheese consumption, and we still have a ways to go on increasing cheese consumption when we compare the United States per capita consumption with other countries in the world. We're pretty ways down on the list. We're growing, we're increasing it, but we still got more work to do.
Well, happy Labor Day Monday to you. Lee Mielke, the founder of Dairyline 31 years ago today. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.